Good afternoon. Welcome to the studio, Donna.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, tell us about your business.
Well, in 2004, I decided to start exporting Japanese heat pads to Australia, New Zealand, the UK. And they are stick-on heat pads that last for 12 hours and toe warmers that last for 5 hours.
Okay. So, why do you think your business has been successful?
I have no experience in business. I've got a teaching and a music background. So, because I had no experience, I really listened to the distributors who were selling the product and I, you know, asked their advice. What, you know, do I need brochures? Do I need sales materials? You know, what should I do? Where should I advertise? What will help sell the product?
So, what do you think has been the key to success in your business?
So, I believe in the... It's not my idea, but the idea of failing forward. I make decisions that never work out, and I'm comfortable with that. So I test and try things. Ah, they didn't work. Okay, I'll try something else. Ah, they didn't work. I'll try something else. So if you're comfortable, if you can be comfortable with making mistakes and learning from that, then you'll be a great success in life. So the people who are really successful have failed the most.
Is there anything that surprised you the most about entering the business world?
I thought that business people were boring, unimaginative, uncreative, obsessed with money, wrecking the world, takers, not givers. I had this terrible image of business people, and if people ever said, "Oh, you're a really good businesswoman, Donna," I'd be horrified, offended. And so the biggest thing I've learned about business is that it's very creative. It's one of the most creative things you can do. And business people love, well, most, the successful business people usually love creating things. They love delighting their customers. They love the feedback.
Okay. So what advice would you give to someone if they were setting up their own business, based on your experience?
If I measured the business in terms of money, I would have given up. So being successful in business means I love the business and my customers and the product more than I love money. Because if I loved money, I would try and sell the business quickly or I wouldn't treat my staff as nicely. I'd be thinking really short term. Whereas I'm thinking long term, so I'm comfortable with not making much money.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Donna. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Chris. My pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Donna says made her business successful? Number 27. What does Donna say about business people?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。